Okay. You want to shout out your Instagram real quick?
Y'all can follow me on Instagram at NIKYJA. Wait. My bad, y'all. NIKYAHJAY.
Okay. And what are you doing tonight?
I'll be modeling.
Yes, because you look amazing already. Okay, how long have you been modeling?
I want to say a year.
Okay, how's it been?
It's been good so far. I kind of like stopped doing it for a minute, but I'm jumping back in it. So this is going to be my first show since I stopped.
Ooh. You can't lose it if you got it.
Yeah. That's it.
If it's that for you.
Ooh.
Oh, hi! You must be Joe Pitts, right?
Yeah, that's me.
What's this? Okay, so I'm gonna be in Miami for a whole week, so I figured I can make some money here while I'm gone.
By turning your crib into a dewdrop bed?
Better hope you didn't make a spare house key.
Hey, babe.
Joe, what are you still doing here? What did you do to my house?
You like what I did with the place?
Joe had already printed off the contract, right? I know. Now, somehow he wrote that he's a long-term tenant and not short-term.
Like a roommate?
Good morning, Riley.
You're gonna have to go down to the courthouse and file an eviction.
What about my home? What about my things? How am I supposed to sleep with a strange man in my house?
We've looked into Joe Pitts. He has no criminal record, not even a traffic ticket.
You so need to go shopping, babe.
So he's harmless.
You see how easily accidents can happen?
And I never saw that coming. Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Was the first time we met.
Yeah. And now 2 years later, we sitting down and you done grown so much. So we back. It's the King TV Network. And I got Nakia J in the building. How are you?
Great.
Thank you for coming back.
Thanks for having me again.
There was a little technical difficulty. We still growing over here, y'all see. We still trying, but we trying to do the best product and give the best product we can. And with amazing people like this, amazing guests like this, we want to share their stories and give it the best chance to give it the most light as possible. So we had to bring her back. The muse, the makeup artist, the artist, the model, she does it all, very artistic and creative. How are you doing today?
Beautiful. It's a great day today. How are you?
I'm good. It is a great day. It started off rainy, but now it's getting sunny out. It's a little nice.
I like rainy days, though.
Why?
I just like rainy days. I'm an all four seasons type of girl. I like all seasons.
Oh. So I'm going to do this one a little different. We're going to start from the very beginning before the modeling. I want to know who Ms. J, who are you?
I mean, like I told you before, I'm really layered. I'm a layered person. Exactly. So you got to peel me like an onion. Like, it's just a lot to me. But, I mean.
So start here. How was it growing up? And you're originally from Cleveland, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How was it like growing up in Cleveland as a youth?
I'm not going to lie about it. I didn't have no hard life because I had a family that cared about me. So I grew up on Superior with my grandparents. I lived there while I was younger. And then I moved to Maple, Bedford area to move back with my mom. But, of course, it's shit that go on in every family. It was shit going on. But for the most part, my family was loving, so, and they just really brought up, they taught me how to feel comfortable expressing myself. You know, a lot of people, they get scared. They don't like to try new stuff. They don't do different things. They're scared of what people gonna say. But the type of family I had, it was to the point where that's just how I was brought up, expressing myself no matter what it was, if it was different, just not being scared to be myself.
So. At what age or what experience did you feel like was the first experience that you truly expressed yourself outside of your family?
I would say outside of my family, it would be modeling.
Okay.
Because with my family, like, I grew up going to church, which is on Superior as well. And at church, I did choir, dance, all of that. That's I played the piano. So it was like, that's all pretty much what I was doing with my family. But my first movement, doing it by myself, being myself and expressing myself, would have to be modeling.
Okay. So you grew up in the church. Mm-hmm. And you were able to be creative and artistic in the church. How important was that for you in your development as an artist?
As far as being creative in church, it was actually very important because I honestly feel like without that part of my life, I would not know a lot, and I wouldn't be as developed. Like, as far as I used to write songs at church. So even with that, with me just now tapping into becoming an artist, mm-hmm. officially, mm-hmm. for myself, I have that to go off of, to build off of.
Absolutely. Now, you sung in the choir because you're rapping.
Yeah, people don't know I can sing. They don't know secret.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I just told y'all.
Come on now. I'm diving into it this time. Ooh, you said it's layers. I got to get to them.
Oh, y'all getting to them because people don't know. A lot of people don't know I can sing. Like, only if you knew me since I was little.
So when did you know you could sing?
I really didn't know because the church I went to, they let everybody sing whether you had a voice or not.
Yeah.
So I didn't know because they was going to hype my head regardless.
Right.
But, I mean, once I started performing, like, at school, at CSA, and at my other schools, and I had people, like, even my old nurse, I would never forget her. She came up to me and asked for an autograph. I'm like, girl, I ain't even make it yet. You want an autograph? She like, but you will, though.
Yeah.
Like, okay. So I'm like, okay, I'll never forget that moment. But that's probably when I kind of felt like, okay, I probably can sing a little bit.
Wow. That's beautiful. Now, transitioning that church and that environment and bringing it out into the real world, were you nervous? Or had it built up your confidence?
I would say I don't know if it built my confidence up as far as bringing it out into the real world, but I'm sorry. Ask the question again. I'm having trouble trying to answer the question.
No, you're fine. Okay, so the question was transitioning, because sometimes it's hard being in one environment and then taking that same confidence and taking it into a new environment. And it didn't seem like it didn't faze you.
Right, right. Okay. Because I looked at it more than just, what I did in church. Like, art is art to me. So one thing about being an artist, no matter what art form you deliver it in, it's like you have to feel comfortable expressing your art to people.
Yeah.
And you have to understand that some people gonna rock with it and some people not. It's not for everybody. So that's where you kind of, it's not like you gotta find somewhere to fit in. You draw people into you, mm-hmm. the people that's for you, that wanna follow or wanna keep up with you, pretty much.
And you knew that young?
Yeah.
I might have learned that last year, y'all. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, a lot of people used to tell me when I was little I had an old soul. I felt like a older person trapped in a little kid body, honestly.
I respect that because I felt like that in some ways as well. So my big question is, what came first, modeling or being a makeup artist?
I want to say modeling.
Really? Mm-hmm. Now, what took off first, modeling or being a makeup artist?
They kind of took off around the same time because they kind of go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
Like we talked about before, when I do shows, a fashion show, say it's a show, so a lot of stuff happened last minute. A makeup artist might have got stuck in traffic, couldn't make it. Mm-hmm. That's when I step up and be the face real quick, right? So it's just like, or if I'm doing makeup at a video shoot mm-hmm. or a photo shoot, and then one of the models couldn't come or they didn't make it. Oh, I model too, so I step up and do my part. So it kind of go hand in hand. Started taking off at the same, around the same time. But it's different for the most part. Like with makeup, that's quick money. That's more like, you know, you do the service, they pay you after the service. Mm-hmm. With modeling, you gotta build your portfolio, build network with people, and then you will start making money when you start working with people that value your work and will start paying you for that. Especially with me being independent, I'm not signed, so.
So explain that process for people to, because you, it doesn't phase you that they're two different processes. A lot of people can't handle getting quick money and then having another process that's taking longer. So how do you not just go always go get the quick money and really stick with the craft of what you're building? Because it's going to take longer, but it could bow a bigger result.
I think I would say it's more so just looking at the bigger picture. Like, I just learned just by being on Earth for these 20 years.
You're 20 years old.
Yeah, I just turned 20 in January.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So it's like a lot of people, they get stuck into tradition and they just get stuck into what works. This is how you have to do it. This is how you have to do it. And when I look at the bigger picture, I know I want to die knowing I lived the life I wanted to. I was happy and enjoyed doing what I wanted to do. I don't want to be a robot and just wake up doing something just to make some money, just to live, just to get by.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Absolutely. So for me, it was like just looking at the bigger picture. I want to do something that I love. And like I said, I'm not going to say I'm really religious. I'm more spiritual. And I grew my own relationship with God. So it's like I would pretty much just have faith in him. Like whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do. Because I believe he going to make the way. What's best for me, honestly.
Real facts. And she was like, I see the bigger picture, and I need to be on this side this time. I just know.
Yeah.
So I believe. Look, she's on this side today because we trust her vision. but my next question would be: has the industry chipped away at all at the creative in you because of the business? Being so
I can definitely see how it does. Like, okay, with modeling, I don't think anything. I would say as far as being creative, no, because you can do whatever when you modeling. Like, that's part of modeling. They do so much random stuff. If anything, modeling is what got me a little bit more comfortable about wearing crazy stuff. Because as a model, they kind of expect you to be outside the box. As far as like being an artist and making music, I can see how it can chip away at your creativeness because people want you to get into the mindset of how are you going to make money. So this is what people want to hear. This is what's popping. This is what's trending. And so if you're making music and you're going off of what's trending and what's popping and all of that, you're not really being able to, for one, express yourself all the way or truthfully, or you're not really getting as creative as you could if you just thinking originally.
Yeah, that's facts. And how do you stay in that mind frame of thinking about the bigger picture? Because sometimes it's very hard when you're in it.
Yeah, because I'm human, so I could definitely forget too. I could slip to the side. I would say for me, it's just the deep desire to want to be myself. So when I feel myself slipping, like, this not me, I'm like, okay, well, what are you then? Mm-hmm. What's you?
Mm-hmm.
Just get back right. That's all, for real.
I love that. That's facts. Now, you dived headfirst into the artist route, and definitely did it solo. Like, you come dolly in video, come dolly at the club,
One thing about it.
And I really think that's a different look, especially for a female artist. But you're really saying something. So for you, why?
That's another thing. Like, ever since I was little, I just had to, I'm not going to say I just was born and okay with being by myself. It's definitely something you have to learn, mm-hmm. because it's like I would rather be by myself and be the fullest version of myself than a chip away at myself trying to fit in with crowds. And then it's just one thing, like, it's some about just being an alpha female, period. You're not gonna want to go in cliques. Like, I just can't. It's like I don't want to be in a box. So I just always show up by myself. I mean, if it's my family members that support me, they might come out, but for the most part, I'm doing everything dolo. Same way in school. It's just me out here, for real. So.
Now, the road to success does get lonely. How do you cope with, how did you learn? Because it is a skill. I don't think humans want to be alone. So I think you do have to learn that skill and build up that stamina of, like, enjoying being by yourself. How did you, because I do want to get some tools, because you're 20, and I started to really take it serious at 22, like, because I was out in another state by myself, so I kind of had to be alone. I didn't want to, like, click up for no reason. I just was like, let me just learn how to be good with just being by myself. So for you, what was some tools and, like, some tricks that you started to learn early that kind of helped you being okay by yourself in high school?
Some tricks.
Or the mindset you had.
I mean, honestly, I would say as far as being alone, I probably started coping with it by, like, just probably smoking. Like, I smoke weed, so that's probably how I first started coping with it. But then I learned how to deal with that because I wanted to fast from that, to have a sober mind, to really fully grasp what I want to do here on earth. But
that's a great way to put that too.
I don't think I really have any tricks right now or that's coming to my mind. But it was, like I said, the desire to want to be myself.
Yeah.
So just trying to fit in with people. Like, I just believe that people draw to you. The right people that's supposed to be around, they will draw to you. The wrong people do too.
Yeah.
So sometimes you really do have to decipher. But I just believe letting people come to me. Like, I don't really want to have to look for people, look for my crowd. And then it's like, I don't know. I just
want to
let it happen, honestly.
I heard that. Now, individuality, and, like, let's say, like, this, something like that, or just, like, and I'm trying to find the words to say it, expressing individuality on a daily basis without being too aggressive or screaming or yelling it. Was it always something that you shown, or was it something that you had to grow into?
I would say it was always something that I shown, but it was definitely experiences that I had or times in my life that kind of made me push back from it, like, okay, and shy away. And that is what made it click in my mind that that's not what I want to do. So sometimes you have to do stuff just so it's clear in your mind you don't want to do that.
Facts.
Like, so that's how it kind of was, like, just shying away from what I really am. It made it clear, like, no, I don't want to do that. So I like to just step outside the box, do different stuff. People inspire me as much, and I inspire people. So it's like, I mean, you know, like, some people, they might even say something about getting copied. Like, she copied that, she copied. Everybody inspires everybody. That's honestly how I look at it. And it's a difference between imitating and emulating.
Ooh.
So
break that down, please.
Imitating is basically mockery. Like, I'm doing it exactly like you did it. Emulating is grasping what you needed from that and improving it or changing it to something more of you, making it more unique. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so one is understanding the concept, and the other is just literally a monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah.
and the understanding the concept, you can grow the concept, you can develop the concept, and you will actually understand why they did it.
Yeah.
And you can actually pay homage to them instead of just copying
right.
them. This look, she more than just whatever you thought. That I bet right. you that. I don't want to keep you too long. I really, truly appreciate you being here. I want to make sure I hit it all, though, because you're so creative. You're so creative. You do so many things.
Like interior design.
Yeah.
Left that off.
Come on now. Don't let me leave nothing off. No.
Right, y'all. I paint houses and apartments. I do all the interior design. So y'all can hit me up for that as well.
Now you got to come back and tell us a story behind how you started interior designing houses mm-hmm. and the skill set behind. Because everybody thinks they can design mm-hmm. some shit. So you really got that eye, that look. Like, how did you develop that?
Okay, with that, like we done said multiple times, I'm an artistic person. So pretty much anything artsy and getting my hands into is what I can do. But as far as learning, like, that I like to do that, I was put in a summer program last minute. Like, it was...
What? They couldn't, hold on, what age?
What age was this? It had to be young, because you know you got to be a certain age to even do summer programs. But I can't remember.
So you was young getting some skills. Okay.
So, and I was like, they was like, the only thing they have left is painting. That's the only thing. And I'm like, painting? I don't want to do that. I did it, and I'm like, okay, hold up. So, and then I'm just working, and it just made me feel, it uplifted me in a different way, because wow. even in that field, they would look at you differently, like, this is a man's job. This is what a man is supposed to do.
Really?
Yes.
So it's male-dominated?
Yes.
Interior design is male-dominated?
I would say, I mean, at least the jobs I was doing, they were surprised every time I did something.
Really?
I don't know if they didn't expect me to get my hands dirty or what.
Oh, so you painting too, though?
Yeah, like, you got to think, when you doing the inside of a house, it's so much stuff that could be wrong with it. It could be a hole in the wall. I got to fix a hole in the wall. It could be all type of stuff. Like,
now, I think people, when they hear interior design, and especially, and this is not a gender thing, but from a woman, they think, oh, they're picking out the furniture.
Oh, like just furniture, no.
Come on, get them together. Come on, get the hands dirty.
I was doing apartments on Huff, roaches all over the place. We got to clean the roaches. Somebody told me to paint over a roach, a dead roach on the wall. I said, no, be for real. I'm not going to do that. I take my work serious.
No, the fuck they did not. I love it, though, because that's what I think is debunking the stigmas mm-hmm. is nah, like they, that's why they're surprised, like, because right. you gotta get these roaches too.
Right, you, when you sign up for that job, you don't think like, oh, I gotta clean roaches. They don't come to your mind.
Right. And I mean, you do so many pretty things. We're it's like, nah, she picking out that cute furniture. So right. when you really dive into it, the skill set you have, is that something you want to develop into a business? Is that something you just want to have as a skill? Like, what does that long term look like?
Yes, actually it is. I've been wanting to get into real estate for the longest. So I do plan on getting my real estate license. But long term, I want to flip houses. So that's pretty much.
Long term flip houses? No, that's it. So you want to be wealthy at the end of the day?
I would say yes, I would like to have some money put up and make sure my future kids and grandkids is taken care of. But at the end of the day, I really don't value money as much as other people do. Like, I know it's something I want to have to be stable, but like, I value way much more than that, honestly.
So what's the top three things you value? You might have just started something here. I ain't gonna lie.
I probably did. Dang, I wish I was more prepared. I had three words in the back of my head.
I wasn't even prepared for this one. This is an amazing. I like this.
Let's see. I don't know.
I gotta write this down.
It is, because it's stuff like loyalty and stuff like that. But you know, loyalty and love have a different meaning to everybody.
Yes.
So it's kind of hard to just say that's what I value, but everybody defines it differently.
So this is for you specifically.
Right, right. Okay.
So you ain't got to look at nobody else's description, interpretation of what your top values are for you and why. Mm-hmm. but you also have the opportunity to explain why.
Okay, well, I would definitely say loyalty is one of them. Because it's just like we just sat here and talked about, I would just rather be by myself if I can have somebody around that I trust, like people that I trust.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm real, like the people that's in my circle or I claim to be in my circle, I care for them deeply. So it's not, I just don't like no iffy, nothing.
So we got
loyalty.
Loyalty.
I feel like ain't no point in me saying love because loyalty is love to me in a way. Like if you
that's
love
you
something, you going
to be loyal to
it. Like I'm going to take care of it. So let's say, I don't want to say the word wrong because I screw up any word.
Me too.
And it's such a simple word. Originality.
Okay, originality.
Okay, thank you. That because I feel like we get stuck on earth trying to just blend in, but I don't know. I like when people be their own self. Like, it's little stuff that they might think is a flaw about them. And I feel like, oh my gosh, that sets you apart from people. That, like, that is
that's
what makes
it.
You.
That makes you.
Like, so that's another thing I value. And then, thirdly, I'm going to have to say, because I can't even play. I value my relationship with God.
Heavy. So, that's heavy. I love it. So loyalty, originality, and your relationship with God.
Yeah.
Those are the top three things you value. That's hard. Those are hard right there. I think we just started something. I think we just found something new, Scotty. So we truly appreciate you coming back and just giving us the energy to just continue to understand why we do this, because it's because of y'all. Mm-hmm. It's because of your stories and stories like yours. So the last thing we do here is called Get It Off Your Chest.
Right.
You need to tell the people real quick.
What I need to get off my chest, y'all. I don't know. What I need to get off my chest. What I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to just leave them with a quick little message.
Yeah. And where they can find you again.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm just leave y'all with, especially based off this conversation we had, just be yourself. I know it's hard. Trust me, I know. You will fall into so many different little loops. But just be yourself. Keep going. I know it get discouraging when you're not seeing what you want to see. Just keep going. You know it feel right. And I would just leave that with y'all. I know y'all probably, somebody already told y'all that, but it's not bad to hear it again. Sometimes you need a reminder. But y'all can find me at NIKYAHJAY on Instagram, Nikaya J. And if y'all want y'all makeup done, that's Kisses & Co. KISSES.&.co.
It's King T Network. We out of here. Peace.
Can somebody just tell me what the hell is happening?
Oh, we don't know. We're all just waking up. Is there anything you know? Like, do you remember anything?
I think I was kidnapped.
Where is Locke? Locke? Oh, you mean my husband?
Hold up. You better stop right there before you say some shit you're gonna regret.
Regret?
Damn, shit getting real.